Okay, so today to get ourselves ready for Hanukkah, we're going to learn from the writings of the Chiddush HaRim. Chiddush HaRim was the first Ger Rebbe. Passed away in the year 1866. Was born in 1799. Chiddush HaRim, people don't realize, people who learn Chassidus only, fail to realize that the Chiddush HaRim was massive in Gemara, in Lamdus. We have the Chiddush HaRim's writings on Bava Kamma. We have the Chiddush HaRim's writings on Ksubis and Gittin. We have very, very long and lengthy essays in Halacha and Lamdas. And of course, he was also the first Ger Rebbe. Who is he a Talmud of? Who's the Chiddush HaRim a Talmud of? Ah, so we have our chart. Rav Yoni, good call.
You can take it out.
Yeah. We have our chart. Let's see, our chart here.
You can take it. It's
Velcro.
What's
Velcro?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so when we look at our Luach HaChassidus, the Velcro edition, let's see, where is he? Oh, here we go. The Baal Shem Tov had a student named the Maggid of Mezritch. However, listen, I'm giving you the whole Hishtalshulus of Chassidus here. The Baal Shem Tov had a Talmud named the Maggid of Mezritch. Mezritch or Maggid had a Talmud whose name was of Elimelech of Lejens, the Rebbe of Melech. Rav Elimelech Lejens had a Talmud known as the Choza of Lublin, the seer of Lublin. Okay, one of the Talmidim of the Choza was Rav Simcha Bunim of Preshischa. And the Talmud of Rav Simcha Bunim of Preshischa was the Kotzker. Right? And the Kotzker was the Rebbe. Rav Simcha Bunim was also the Rebbe. Rav Simcha Bunim and the Kotzker were the Rebbeim of Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter Mivur. Right? Rav Yitzchak Meir was his name. Chedush HaRim. Yod Mem, Rim, stands for Rav Yitzchak Meir, or
Ichemayer.
Rav Ichemayer Alter Migur, Chiddush HaRim, passed away. Tafresh Chaf Vav, also known in modern parlance as 1866. Tafresh Chaf Vav. Okay, let's just go over the Ger. Let's go over the Ger Hasidic dynasty for a minute. Who was the who took over after the Chiddush HaRim? Who was the second Ger Rebbe? He didn't actually take over immediately after, but who was the second Ger Rebbe? Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes was the grandson. That's a good question. Sfas Emes was the grandson. Okay, so Chiddush HaRim was the first Ger Rebbe. See if this works. First Ger Rebbe is Chiddush HaRim. Second Ger Rebbe is his grandson, Sfas Emes. Third Ger Rebbe is the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes, is he on our chart? He is. Avram Mordechai Migur passed away in 1948. Okay, he's the son of the Sfas Emes. Imre Emes is the son of the Sfas Emes. Okay, who's the fourth Ger Rebbe? The fourth Ger Rebbe is? Who? No. The fourth Ger Rebbe is? The Beis Yisrael. The next three Ger Rebbes were all sons of the Imre Emes. The fourth Ger Rebbe was Beis Yisrael. And these are the names of their star. The fifth Ger Rebbe was the Lev Simcha. The sixth Ger Rebbe, very short Kufa when he served as Rebbe, was the Pnei Menachem. Okay, and today is the current Ger Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. I like that new look. The current Ger Rebbe, the seventh Ger Rebbe, is the current Ger Rebbe. What's the current Ger Rebbe's name? Varye? Yaakov Varye? Okay. Who is he? I think he's a son of the Lev Simcha, the Pnei Menachem.
He's
the brother of Pnei Menachem. No. He's the brother of Pnei Menachem, that'd be a son of Imre Emes. No, that's not possible. Maybe he's the son of the Pnei Menachem. Okay, so today is the seventh Ger Rebbe. We're going to learn today from the first Ger Rebbe, the Heilige Rav Ichemayer Alter. I think the family name was Rothenberg, originally. They came as a very chashuv Polish family. He came from very, very, very rich rabbinic stock. Okay, so again, just realize the Ger Rebbe was not only a one-sided Jew. He was a well-rounded Jew. And he wrote tremendous amounts of Torah in all areas of Torah. And a Jew has to be well-rounded. You have to know Gemara. You have to know Halacha. You have to know Chassidus. You have to know everything. That's our job. We do the best we can. Okay? So, Chaver, let's read a little bit inside. Let's see how it goes. I gave us the first section from the Likutei Harim, which is a collection of his teachings, a more recent collection of his teachings. This was put out in Tavshin Ayin. Okay, we're in Tavshin Ayin Ches, so not that long ago, less than 10 years ago. Okay, let's see. Again, in the footnotes, it gives you cross-references from Svas Emes and Imre Emes and other Svar Makedoshim. Okay, the first piece. HaRebi miPrishischa Zatzal. He starts off by quoting from his Rebbe, Rav Simcha Bunov of Prishischa, Omar, Shechanaka uPurim machzikim es b'nei Yisrael b'galus. If not for Chanukah and Purim, we Pashut would not survive in the Galus. We need Chanukah and Purim to carry us. Chanukah and Purim give us the strength. We mentioned this yesterday, B'Shem the Sfas Emes, but it's really rooted in the Chedush Erim, and it's really rooted in his Rabbi, Rav Simcha Bunov of Prishischa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift called Chanukah and Purim. Yom Tovim Derabbanan. Yom Tovim, where there's no Yom Tov in the sense of Shvisa Mimalacha. You're allowed to do work on, you're allowed to drive a car on Purim and on Chanukah. Right? They're Gullus Niki Yom Tovim. And they give us Chizuk to carry us to the Geula. Kihem Yom Tovim B'Yamos HaChol. They're weekday Yom Tovim. One of the awesome Chidushim about Chanukah and Purim, the Shemi Shmuel points out, right? Shemi Shmuel is also part of the same Ishtalshul, same Tkufa, a little bit later. The Shem Yishmuel says, you don't make Havdalah after Chanukah or Purim. So say, of course you don't make Havdalah after Chanukah or Purim. You make Havdalah after Yantiv because there was an Isser Malacha. But the Shem Yishmuel explains, when you don't make Havdalah after Yantiv, it has a certain ability to continue lasting that much longer. That's why the Hashba of Purim, and perhaps even more so Chanukah, is very, very deep. That's why Chanukah is oil. Because when oil touches something, it leaves a very deep mark. It's very hard to get rid of it. So Chanukah, there's no Havdalah after Chanukah. There's no separation from Chanukah. Chanukah impacts the whole year. The stain of Chanukah, the oil stain of Chanukah, leaves a strong mark. Okay, so these are weekday Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim b'Yomos HaChol. V'heim Yoser Krovim Ela Adam. And because they're weekday Yom Tovim, they're closer to us. They're more accessible to us. We know that different neshamos are compared to different degrees of Kedusha. So for example, Rishon Bar Yochai is called Shabbos. In the Zohar, Rishon Bar Yochai is referred to as Shabbos. A Shabbos Dik Neshama means someone who doesn't do Malacha. Rishon Bar Yochai went into his cave, and he sat there for 12 years and then a 13th year, right? Learning Torah day and night. He didn't have a job. Yeah. He didn't own any Bitcoin. We have to get our daily reference in. Yeah, he just sat and he learned. What did he eat? He had a carob tree. What did he drink? He drank water. How did he survive? On God. Elokus. So Rishon Bar Yochai is Shabbos. A Shabbos type of neshama means that you're very detached from Olam Hazeh, regular weekday activities. Then you have Yom Tov neshamas. A Yom Tov neshama, on Yom Tov you're allowed to do a little malach, you're allowed to do cooking, right? Ochel nefesh. You're allowed to bake, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to do certain malachos, which relate to food. Okay. Then there's a Chol HaMoed neshama. Right? A Chol HaMoed neshama, again, a Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do even more things than you could do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay, and then there are weekday neshamas. There's Monday neshamas, there's Tuesday neshamas, there's Wednesday neshamas. Yeah, there's Erev Shabbos neshamas. Okay, so when Rav Simcha Bunov explains here that Chanukah and Purim are weekday holidays, that means they're more accessible to most people. It's easier for most people to make contact with it because it's not so lofty. So again, if not for Chanukah and Purim, how would we survive? Shneis Chanukah nitein levnei Yisrael kadei lahashir kawach l'chol ador's. Chanukah being the last Yom Tov carries us mamish till the end. It brings us to the Geula Shleim. Svarim point out, right? Rubenstein once pointed this out also on his own, but I think Svarim bring it as well. And that is that if you take the gematria of Chanukah plus Purim, what's the gematria of Chanukah plus Purim? So Chanukah is 89, and Purim is 336. So what's the gematria of Chanukah plus Purim? Don't be shy. 425. So 425 is very close to Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is 424. So Mashiach ben David with the Kolel, we never spoke about Kolel. We never really explained how Kolel works. We spent a lot of time explaining how Gematria works on different occasions. We never really explained how Kolel works. I'm not going to go into it right now. But you'll trust me that Tzaddikim use it and that there's a lot of explanations for it. Okay, so Mashiach ben David is gematria. Mashiach ben David with the kolel is gematria. Chanukah plus Purim. Why? Because Chanukah and Purim are the two Yom Tovim that get us to the Gula, that bring us to the end, that carry us till Mashiach comes. Okay, good. Everyone good? Yeah, we have more copies around the room.
Yeah.
There's a couple copies over there. No, is that it? No, it's yesterday. All right, Yonah, can I actually have a copy also? Because my page layout is a tiny bit different. I just want to be able to... Okay, the left-hand column, the next piece. Again, they're short little pieces. Some of them are a little longer, some of them are a little shorter. Okay, so the first Torah from the Chiddush Erim is, again, that without Chanukah and Purim, a Jew can't survive. Hashem gave us a gift. It's a Yom Tov. It's mamish, a big Yom Tov, but it conceals itself within the weekday. And you're allowed to go about your regular activities, and yet it's still Yom Tov. And that's a very unique aspect of Chanukah and Purim. And it's a gift that gives us chizuk till the end. Okay, Hayom Tov Shalchol, Kamo Chanukah Upurim. Everyone see the next piece, left hand side? Hayom Tov Shalchol, Kamo Chanukah Upurim. Heima Machazkim. They give us chizuk. They give us chizuk. Umach Mazeh Gufa, Sheheima Yom Tov Shalchol. And how do they give us chizuk? Because they show us that there could be a Yom Tov Shalchol. It's very Mashiachtik. Those who have a deeper understanding of what Mashiach is supposed to be is not, the majority opinion is not the way that some imagine it to be, disconnecting from physicality. Right? It's dafka, serving God within physicality. It's a perfect merger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the physical world. Right? Olam Haba, according to the majority opinion, is not that your neshama lives on forever, it's that your body lives on forever in a perfected state. So therefore, the idea of a Yom Tov Shalchol, that you can go about your regular activities and yet it's still Yom Tov, is very geuladik. It's very Mashiachtik. So again, Chanukah and Purim, but on a simple level, Chanukah and Purim give us chizuk, because it shows us that even when we go to work, and even when we're not, right, so spiritually connected, we can still have a Yom Tov. Hashem can still celebrate us, so to speak. Rosh Chodesh Teves, Isa B'Shem HaMaral Miprag. The Maral explains in his Sefer Or Chadash, Sheshemo Teves, Ki ayamim maschilim bo lihisrabos alalelos. Then when Teves comes, now we have to see why that's hinted to in the word Teves, but Teves is called Teves because when Teves arrives, the daytime hours start getting longer than the nights. What does that mean? Look what he says. Veishlomar ki ha'ara hanes me'ira, ha'ara hanes me'ira es or hateva. He says an amazing thing. He says, you know why the light starts increasing in Teves? Because we lit the Neiros on Chanukah. The light of the Neir Chanukah has a hashpa, ha'aras ha'neis me'ira es or ha'teva. That our light, right, impacts the world, so much so that the physical world, the natural world, starts to increase its light after Chanukah. She'or ha'teva mastir. Because the or of teva, the natural, the light of the natural world, conceals. He says, if you look in the Gemara in Tanis, it talks about how the from Tu B'Av forward, right, the light of the sun starts to decrease, because when we're celebrating or we're commemorating the sad months of Tammuz and Av, right, it makes sense that the light of the world should be suppressed. And Chanukah comes to bring more light to the world. Right? So Chanukah dafka starts in the time of the ultimate darkness. But through the light, I think what he's saying is through the light of Chanukah, it gives a awakening to the light of the world. Now how does that explain the word Teves? So he says in the next little piece, turn the page, he says, you already turned the page, I guess? Teves, Milashon Hatovas Haneros. Right? He says, Teves, Chanukah is unique. It's the only Yom Tov that spans 2 months. Kislev and Teves. Very interesting. So he says Teves is a Lashon of Hatovas Haneros. Hatovas Haneros means that before the Kohen could light the menorah, he has to clean out the menorah. Right? Meitives Haneros. He has to clean out the menorah. So somehow Teves also is this Lashon of Hatovas Haneros. So I don't know if he's focusing on the fact that Teves is connected to Haneros, or he's saying that Teves is connected to, right, he says in parentheses, Lenakos is a psoles, to clean out the psoles. Maybe that's what he's saying, that Chanukah cleans us out. Chanukah is deeply connected to Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Defnei Hashem Titaru. before Hashem, you are purified. We've said in the past, the Chanukah is mitzvah number 620. Yeah? There's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, and 7 mitzvahs there are Rabbanan. So the last mitzvah, again, the mitzvah that takes us to Mashiach is Chanukah. Chanukah is mitzvah 620. So the Sfarim say, right, 620 is Gematria Keser, which is the crown. Think about what that has to do with anything. Right? But 620 is also Gematria Titaru. Titaru. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, right, we strive for purity. We cleanse ourselves. Lifnei Hashem, by being before Hashem, Titaru. Titaru, you are purified. Titaru is Gematria 620. Move around the letters, it's the same letters as Taharos, right? The last of the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Taharos, Titaru, 620. Because Chanukah comes to clean us out. Chanukah cleans us out. The same way that Yom Kippur cleans us out, because Chanukah is the Gemara Chasima. So maybe that's what he's saying. Teves is the Lashon of HaTavas HaNeros, of the cleansing of the candles. But maybe it means how we are cleansed through the candles. Could be. Okay, let's try this next piece. Next piece, a little bit longer. A very important piece. And again, an idea that's developed by many of the Sfarim HaKadoshim. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Chaf Aleph, Lashana Acheres Kavim. They went in, they found the oil, and the next year they made a Yom Tov out of it. The next year they made a Yom Tov out of it. Why did they make a Yom Tov right away? Why did they wait a whole year? Why did they wait till next Chanukah to decide to declare a Yom Tov? After everything that happened, they should have decided right then and there, we're going to make a Yom Tov. This day will forever be celebrated. Why did they wait till the coming year and then decide to declare a Yom Tov? V'kashro lamalo kavu miyad. Why didn't they establish Chanukah immediately? What were they waiting? What were they waiting to see? V'yesh lefarish, we could perhaps explain. Dinei b'chol ha'chagim ha'moadim k'shmegi ha'zmanam nis'ora inyan ha'nes v'ha'ora shal Yom Tov ha'hu. When a Yom Tov comes, as Jews, as many Sfarim explain, we're not just commemorating the Yom Tov, we're reliving the Yom Tov. That the miracle that happened then, right, the way the Berditchever explains, Kedushas Levi explains, by Yamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. By Yamim Ahem is happening Bazman Hazeh. It's happening now. Not Bazman Hazeh at this point in the calendar, right? But Bazman Hazeh Mamish. That what was happening then is happening now. There's a reawakening, right? At the Pesach Seder, we're not commemorating freedom. We're re-experiencing freedom. We're going through the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim again. Kamo b'chol Pesach nis'or in Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chein kulam. You have to feel yourself leaving Mitzrayim. So Chanukah also like that. And every Yom Tov is like that. A Yom Tov is the reawakening. It's nis'orar. It reawakens that miracle and the spiritual illumination that came with it. So at first when Chanukah happened, they saw an unbelievable miracle. That was great. But they didn't know, did this leave its mark on time? Right? Meaning when we get to this point next year, are the feelings, the spiritual feelings we feel now, are they going to continue to exist? Maybe it's not going to repeat itself every year. Maybe it was a one-time miracle. There are many moments in Jewish history that were unbelievable moments. We didn't make them into Yom Tov. So they wanted to wait a year, says the Chiddush Erem, to see if next year, if it still felt like Chanukah. When Chaf Hei Kislev came around next year, did they still feel, right? Did they feel the Nes? The way that they felt it when it originally occurred. Rak b'shana ha'acheres k'sherosh in his orish shuv inyan ha'nes t'chanukah as kavu gam l'doros. But when next year they still felt it, they felt the Chanukah had left its mark on time, and again it would leave the longest mark on time, Chanukah again being the oil stain so deep, so then they realized this is a Yom Tov. This is a Yom Tov l'doros. This was not a one-time event. This is something that we're reliving every single year. K'siv zecher ostel l'niflosav. Pasuk says in Tehillim, and we mentioned this pasuk yesterday, Zecher Osel L'Niflosav. That there's a Zecher to remember the wonders of Hashem. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osel Zecher La'anes She'ameir Tomid. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Zecher. Not just that we commemorate what Hashem did, but Hashem also commemorates what He did. Right? Meaning what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Zecher to the Nes that it should always be illuminated. Right? That the miracle that happened then continues to happen forever. Kamosha Isa Bazar Kadosh. Shem Yom Tov, Shinikra al Shem Ha'or, Kamosha Kasar Vayikra La'or Yom. That the name of the Yom Tov is defined by light. Velakach, Hishiro, Bishana Acheres, Sheesh, Or Hanes, Hazeh, Alkein Asum Yom Tov. So when it rolled around next year and they felt that the light of Chanukah was still in the world, right, that it wasn't again a one time miracle, Kevin Shu Nes Tmidi, Alkol Shana Vashana. when they realize that every year when we light the menorah, we'll talk more about this, I hope, this week, that when we light the menorah, we have to see ourselves as a continuation of that nes. Right? This is not a zecher ba'alma. This is not a commemoration of what once was. The famous words of the Ramban in Parshas Baal Oscha. Aaron HaKohen complains, after all the nesiyim, all the different shvatim get to bring a karban, Shevet Levi is left out. So Hashem says to Aaron, what are you worried about? Don't be sad. It's going to work out just fine for you. Hashem says to Aaron, Baal Oscha Saneros, you're going to get Neros. Much better. Right? And Chazal say, Lacha, that which was given to you is La'olam. That which was given to you is forever. So the Ramban says, how are the Neros forever? Which Kohen's lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash today? How are the Neros forever? So the Ramban says, it's Meramis to the Neros of Hanukkah. The Neros of Hanukkah are truly forever. Right? The Neros of Hanukkah truly last forever. So when we light our menorah, we have to see ourselves as mamish, an extension of Aaron HaKohen in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Yismach Yisrael says, the Alexander Rebbe says that in his writings in Baal Oscha, and many other Sfarim have it as well. And that's why when Aaron lit that menorah, he lit it with such zeal, Vayas Kein Aaron, right? Remember Pasuk? Vayas Kein Aaron, Rashi says, Vahagit Shivcho Sha'aron Shaloshina, he didn't change. What does that mean? Vayas Kein Aaron, Aaron did it. What's the Gematria Vayas Kein Aaron? Let's see. Vayas Kein Aaron, let's try this one. Let's see what we get. Vayas Kein Aaron. Vav Yud Ayin Sin. Vayas is how much? 386. Kein? 70. So 386 and 70 is what? 456. 456. Vayas Kain, interesting. 456 is Avram plus Yitzchak, but that's not what I want to say. Keep going. Vayas Kain, Aaron. What's Aaron? 256. So what's 456 and 256? 712. What's 712? Vayas Kain Aaron is 712. What's 712? As far as I'm saying, 712 is 8 times Hanukkah. Hanukkah times 8 is 712. So Vayas Kain Aaron. Aaron made Hanukkah. 89 times 8 is 712. Is that true? 89 times 8 is 712? So we ask Cain Aaron. Aaron, yours is forever. Don't feel bad. You didn't get to bring a carbon. It was a special carbon, the carbon of the Nesiyim. We're going to read about it on Hanukkah. But don't worry, you're going to have something that lasts forever. And again, that's what the Chiddush Yerim is saying here. They wanted to wait to see. Does this Yom Tov leave its mark on time forever? And when it rolled around next year and they felt that, wow, the Ha'aras Hanes, the spiritual illumination of the miracle was still felt in the world, then they said, there's no question that this is a miracle Lidoros. Okay? There's a beautiful, beautiful Sfas Emes, which I don't want to go into now because it's long, but the first piece of Sfas Emes on Hanukkah would really add a lot to our understanding of this piece. So maybe tomorrow. Today will be Chiddush Yerim Day, maybe tomorrow will be Sfas Emes Day. Okay, let's keep going. Next piece. Chanukah al Shem HaChinuch. Yeah? Chanukah al Shem HaChinuch. It's so interesting. I don't know what... This edition that I printed off of Otsar HaChachma, it's like a drop different. I don't know. Okay, Chanukah al Shem HaChinuch. I have a little more Yiddish in mind. Chanukah al Shem HaChinuch. Chanukah is called Chanukah because it's a lashon of Chinuch. Who do you do Chinuch for? Who are you machanich? Kids. How do you say kids in Hebrew? Yeladim. How else? Who did Haman want to kill? The men, the women, the taf. What's the gematria of taf? Taf is how you say little kids. What's the gematria of taf? 89 gematria Chanukah. Right, so Chanukah is chinuch. Who do you do chinuch for? You do chinuch for taf, for the children. Okay, Chanukah is chinuch. But what type of chinuch? Ksev, the pasuk says, Mizmor shir Chanukas habayis, haramimcha Hashem ki delisani. Mizmor shir Chanukas habayis. We know that part of the miracle of Hanukkah and the celebration of Hanukkah, the reason it's called Hanukkah is because we rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, we rededicated the Mizbeach, we rededicated and lit the menorah. So we sing this parak of Tehillim on Hanukkah. Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis L'David. The Sfarim point out that the first three letters, Mizmor Shir Chanukas, is the same Rashi Tevos of the three things that the Yevanim were trying to stop. Mila, Shabbos Chodesh. Mizmor Shir Chanukas. Mashach. Mashach is actually the Aramaic translation for Shemen. And the Torah says Shemen, Unkelah says Mashach. That's very interesting. That the three things the Yevanim targeted were Mila, Shabbos, and Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Svarim point that out. Mizmor Shir Chanukas is also Rashi Tevos Mashach. There's more of a Mazim here, but for another time. Fine. Perish Dilisani. What does it mean? Ar Mimcha Hashem Ki Dilisani. I'll sing your praises Hashem Ki Dilisani. The word dal or dili is a very interesting word in Hebrew because dilisani can sometimes mean opposite things. What's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk? How would you translate the pasuk? Mizmor Shir Chanukas. Habayis LeDavid. Ar Mimcha Hashem. Ki dilisani. I'm going to praise you, Hashem, because what does dilisani mean? Because you lifted me up, right? What's a dili? A pail, right? A pail lifts up the water from the well. Yeah, so Arim Chashan, I'll praise you, Hashem, because you lifted me up. But the word dal, right? The word dal also means, right, dalim verik, it means empty, means low, right? And that's sort of the duality of the dili. The pail has to lower itself to a very low place in order to then bring up water, right, that to the person who's on the surface. So dilisani is an interesting word. He says, perish dilisani lashon shiflus, v'lashon hagba v'harama. On the one hand, dilisani means a certain lowliness, and on the other hand, it means to be elevated and to be raised up. Again, immediately you see something Chanukah-dik. Part of the irony of Chanukah is the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down to us below Tan Tvachim. Where in Sukkah says the Shechina never comes below 10 Tvachim. The ideal place for the Ner Chanukah is between 3 and 10 Tvachim, low to the ground. So Hashem is reaching out to us on Chanukah. The Divrei Shmuel, the Slonim Rebbe, Shmuel of Slonim, writes in his Sefer, Divrei Shmuel, he says that if you look in Nusach Svard by Ezra Savosena right before Shmona Esrei, right, we say a Lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpil Geyim, right? Ade Aretz, U'magbiya Shvalim. So what does it mean? The Pashup Shad is Mashpil Geyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Geyim means the haughty ones. Hashem takes haughty ones, he's Mashpil, he drags down the haughty ones, throws them down to the ground, and he lifts up the lowly ones. So the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim said that line in the Tefillah is really about Chanukah. Hashem is Mashpil Geyim Ade Aretz. Hashem takes very lofty things, and he brings them down to the ground. Ner Chanukah, the light of Mashiach brought to a low place. Right? He's Mashpil, Hashem lowers down his Shechina. He brings lofty things, geyim not in a negative sense. He brings lofty things to a low place. To what? For what purpose? To be magbia shvalim, to lift up lowly people like us. That's the gift of Chanukah. So again, on Chanukah we say this kapitel tehillim. That what? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, our Mimcha Hashem ki dilisani. Thank you Hashem for lifting me up. But again, there's an irony in this word dilisani. On the one hand, dal means lowly, and dal sometimes means to lower. At the same time, dilisani can mean to lift up, like a dili, like a pail that raises up. Kamosha Amar Admor mi Prashistra Zal. Like my Rabbi Rav Simcha Bunim of Prashistra explained, Magbiya Shvalim, Af Shemashbil Geyim, Mikomako Magbiya Shvalim. Shugvoim Kamoshaim Shvalim, Vishar Bishiflusa. Said my Rabbi Rav Simcha Bunim of Prashistra, even though Hashem takes haughty ones and pushes them down, he takes humble ones and lifts them up. Well, then they're going to become haughty. So Rav Simcha Bunim said, no, that's the whole point. If Hashem lifts you up, if you know that Hashem is the one who's responsible for lifting you up, then it doesn't go to your head. If you think it was Kochi Votzim Yadi, it was my efforts, it was my brilliance, right? My decision making, right? If you take credit for all that you did, so then you're going to become haughty and then Hashem's going to throw you back down. But if a person is Be'emes Shafel, if he's Be'emes, humble, and he understands that HaKadosh Baruch is responsible for everything, then Magbiya Shvalim. Then Hashem lifts up Shvalim. And they stay shvalim, they stay shafel, they stay humble even when they're lifted up. That's how a Jew has to live his life. I have to feel on the one hand I'm the biggest person, the most important person in the world, and at the same time, Einod Mavadu, I don't even exist. I have to live with both. Lubavitch Rebbe used to say, right, why was Har Sinai selected? Har Sinai was selected, you know this, since you were 2 years old, right? Since you're in kindergarten, Har Sinai was picked because it was the smallest of the mountains, it was the most humble mountain, right? So the Lubavitch Rebbe says, why didn't Hashem give the Torah in a valley? Because the answer is, the Jew has to be a mountain. You have to be a humble mountain. You have to be a mountain. A mountain is not a small thing. You have to be a mountain. You have to be a humble mountain. Right, you have to have on the one hand, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, that the whole world was created for me, and at the same time, Anochi Ofer Ve'Efer, at the same time, I don't even exist. Right? So that's what it means, Magbiya Shafalim. That to be a Shafel, even after you're lifted up, to maintain the humility and the awareness that Hashem is responsible for your success is a very important thing. That's what my Rebbe explained, he says. V'hu midas David HaMelech. And this is the Mida of David HaMelech. Now, this Torah that we're about to learn, I never knew how to say it this way. There's a different way to say what he's about to say, which I think we spoke about once, but he's gonna present it a little bit. How do you understand David's name? Dalid Vav Dalid. So they say from the Chiddush Arim, who we're learning, Dalid Vav Dalid, what does Dal mean? Again, Dal means humble, means poor. So David is Dalid Vidalid. He's humble and he's more humble. Right? He's Dalid Vav Dalid. He's Dalid Vidalid. He's Dalid and Dalid. He's humble and he's more humble. David Melech is unbelievably humble. Anochi Tolas Velo Ish, he says in Tehillim. I'm a worm, not even a person. But there's a different way to learn Dalid Vav Dalid. I always thought the Vidalid, right? Dalid Vav Dalid, he's humble, and after he's humble, he becomes even more humble. It's humility on top of humility. Yeah. Right, for sure it has to do with the two dalids you have to fix. Someone sent me an email last week from the shiur we had from the Majid Tzarevi, right, on the two dalids that we're trying to fix on Hanukkah. Someone said, I was screaming the whole time I was listening to your shiur, say something about David HaMelech. So I said, oh, of course, I know. Yeah, somebody didn't, I don't know, we didn't mention it. But of course, dalid vav dalid. Right, David HaMelech is the two dalids. That's Mashiach. Malchus based David, for sure. Not a question. Okay, so the Mida of David HaMelech is Dalid V'Dalid. But look how he explains it. He says the Vav, he learns the Vav a little bit differently. He learns it the way we're learning it now. He says, Midas David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom Shmo Dalid, Lashon Dalus. David again, a Lashon of humility, Dalid. HaVav, Lashon Hamshacha, Al-Shem Ribwe Ha'or. He says the Vav is what? The Vav is a Hamshacha, right? The Vav connects, a Hamshacha. He says the way to learn the Vav is a Ribwe of Or. So you start off Dalit, you start off humble. And then Vav, then you have a Hamshacha, you have a connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Riboy of Or in your life. But David HaMelech, after that godless of Vav, still stays Dalit. That's Dalit, Vav, Dalit. He's Dalit, he's humble. Vav means some type of, you know, growth. And then he remains Dalit. Mikol Mokom Nishar Dal V'Shafel Kimikodim. So David is Dalit, even after his Vav, he's still Dalit. You could be great and still be humble. Yehuda, he says. Look at the name Yehuda. Yehuda has the name of Hashem in it. That's what to be very excited about, very proud of. And yet it has a Dalit in it. Why do you need a Dalit? Yehuda is Hashem's name with a Dalit in it. Why? Because even again, Yehuda, Malchus. Right? Yehuda, Malchus comes from Yehuda. So Yehuda could easily become what? Could become very proud of himself. And therefore Yehuda has a Dalit in his name. Right? He has a Dalit in his name to keep him humble. What's the opposite of this? Of this, where's a Dalid that gets corrupted? He says, Hefech Doeg. Who's Doeg? Doeg HaAdomi. Yeah, Doeg HaAdomi was a powerful person. And Doeg HaAdomi got a lot of people killed. The whole city of Novi, Yerakohana, was killed because of Doeg's Lashon Hara, the Gemara says. And the Psukim say. Right? Psukim and Shmuel. So look, Doeg, look at the word Doeg. How does Doeg work? Dalid, you start off humble. Vav, you have some success. Aleph. You think you're the Aleph. He says, Doeg is Dalid Vav Aleph. Right? What's the Gimel? I would say the Gimel, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalid, the Gemara says, Gimel Dalid is Gomel Dalin. Gimel is Gomel. Right? Gomel Dalin. So Gimel maybe is, I don't know. You think that you're the one who's Mashpia now? Right? Gimel Dalid, the Gemara says, Gomel Dalin is the one, Gimel Chasadim, the one who does kindness for others. Right, so instead of being the recipient, which we always are, right, Dalit, you start off humble. Vav, you have success. Aleph, you think you're the best. And Gimel, now you're having hashpah on everyone else. You're Gomel. Right, but Doeg was very needy. In truth, he was very needy. Okay, so that's David and Yehuda versus Doeg. So he says again, Doeg is Acher HaVav, Shuam Shacha, Nasa Aleph, V'Nizga'eh.
And the true elevation, the true lifting up of a person is the realization that what? That it's all from Hashem. Aramimcha Hashem, kidli sani. And this is the chinuch of Chanukah. What does that mean? When a person begins, when anyone gets started, right? Yeah, the big shot lawyer who's now a partner in the firm and talks down to everyone. So one time he had an entry level job and he was getting bossed around. He forgot about that. He forgot about his chinuch. He forgot about it when he was on the bottom of the totem pole. Now he's a big shot. So he's forgotten about that. So Chanukah is chinuch, he says. Chinuch means that when a person begins something, right, they know it's not them. When a baby is first being provided for in this world, right, he's not doing anything. The mother's providing everything. The baby does nothing. As we get older, we start to detach from our parents and think we can do it on our own. Right? With the failure to realize that all of what we have is from our parents. Our very DNA, the very fiber of our being is from our parents. At first, the person realizes he's from Hashem, and he has busha and hachna, he has humility, he realizes that he's nothing. And if the chinach leaves the right mark, it could last forever. Again, it's supposed to leave a mark upon a person to maintain that humility even as you grow. My starting point, my foundation is what? That I can't do it on my own. But once I learn to do it on my own, I have to remember that my foundation is still rooted upon I can't do it on my own. It's all from Hashem. He says that's the pshat in the pasuk. Chanoch lenar al pidarko. If you give a child a proper chinuch, right, when you realize again at the beginning it's not you, gam ki yazkin, when you get older, when you're zakein, when you're wise, lo yasser mimena. You won't stray from what? You won't stray from the chinuch. You won't stray from that humility you had when you started. You'll become a big person, but at the same time with tremendous humility. He quotes again from his Rabbi, Rav Simcha Bunim of Preshischa. The pasuk says, in Dvarim Chafches, right, that the bracha will come upon you, v'hisigucha. You should be overcome with brachos. The bracha should catch up to you and overcome you. You should be overcome with brachos. What does that mean, your brachos should overcome you? Sha'abrachos yisigucha, she'asigu oscha kamo shehu. Shelo yishtana al yadeyem, al yadey geyus chas v'shal. That the brachos should overcome you, that means what? That the brachos should, hisigucha, they should reach you. They should reach you where you are, he says. And they should overcome you. You should be overcome by those brachos. You should maintain the humility. And you shouldn't be changed by it. To feel like, oh, now that I'm so blessed, and I'm so rich, and I'm so smart, and I'm so successful, and I'm so strong, and I'm so capable, right, then now it's all me. The brachos should always have the upper hand over you. To realize, again, that you're only the recipient of birchas Hashem. Chanukah is a big bracha. Chanukah is a very, very big bracha. I'll tell you a remez from the Stuchiner. Stuchiner Rebbe said, take the word baruch. What's the gematria of the word baruch? Okay? Now let's take the word baruch again, and this time let's take the chaf sofit as 500. Because chaf sofit, right? Sofit letters sometimes 500. So what's baruch if you take chaf sofit as 500? 708. Okay, so it says Rav Matal Zilber Shlita, Sichina Rabbi, says, take the two ways of cheshbening baruch. Right? Meaning take it pashut, beis reish vav chaf 228. And take the chaf sofit, right?
936.
Ah. So if you take baruch both ways, right? Baruch regular, 228. Baruch chaf sofit being 500 is 708, is 936. What's 936? A lot of things, right? But the one that we're going for Tav Shana Yil Ches, the 936 that we're excited about this year, is 36 neros. The Rebbe of Alexander says that every ner has the name of Hashem hovering over it. If our eyes could see it, we'd see the name of God. So what's 36 times 26? We said 36 times 26 is 936. Right? 26 is Yudkei Vavkei, Hashem's name. So 36 candles that we light over the course of Chanukah, 36 times 26 is 936. Right? Shemen. Chanukah's oil. What's the gematria of Shemen? It's also from the Rebbe, from the Sichina Rebbe. Shemen is 390. We said if you spell out Shemen, Shin Mem Nun, it spells out 546. Which is Roshem. Roshem means a mark, right? Because Shemen leaves a Roshem. Shemen is 390. Roshem, the miloy of Shemen, right? The expansion of Shemen is Roshem. There's a lot of Torahs on 546 also. There's a lot of good Torahs on 546. Yeah? So what happens if you put Shemen with Roshem? Shemen plus Roshem. 390 plus 546. Sandy or Meth? 390 plus 546 is also 936. So Shemen plus Roshem is also 936. Okay, so Baruch, two ways to Cheshvan Baruch is 936. Shemen plus Roshem is 936. 36 candles with the name of God hovering over each one, 36 times 26 is 936. And of course, Chanukah being the Yom Tov that was given to us at the end of days, The period we're living in is called the Ikvus of the Mashiach, and Ikvus of the Mashiach is also Gematria 936. There's a lot of other 936s also. But it's a chashuv number to know, 936. Okay? So when a person realizes that all my bracha in the world is from Hashem, right? Baruch, the two ways you cheshvin baruch, then a person understands what Chanukah is about. That's the chinuch that, again, we have to maintain throughout our lives. V'hu perish yakar. And he says, my Rebbe's pshat, in receiving bracha and not being changed by it, is very, very important. Because many, many people in life, the second they taste a little bit of success, all of a sudden they change. They talk differently to people. They think differently. They act differently. The relationship with Hashem changes. V'gam achinuch mo'el shelo yisyashin hadavar. Chinuch also helps something to stay fresh. Why? Because like I said the other day, when a kid starts to learn Torah, it's the most exciting thing in the world. Then you get older and you discover cell phones and like, oh, that's it. Then you're done with, right? Then it's not so exciting anymore to sing Torah, 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 Torah. It gets old. I'm done with that. Moving on to bigger and better. Yeah? I have a bike. Right now I have an Xbox. Now I have a basketball. Right? But when I started off, Torah was the most, it was equally geschmack to everything else, if not better. So chinuch, Chanukah is a yom tov of chinuch. Chinuch means staying fresh, right? Staying youthful. V'yoyer tamid ha'ischachus k'mo ba'aschala. To be able to maintain that freshness like it was at the beginning. She'af she'yavol yidei hergol mikol makom yeh tamid ischachus. That even as life goes on and on and on, as there's a hergol, right, as there's a regilus, as there's a regular patterns in life, I'm able to maintain the excitement. Gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimena shishor or gam oz. Chanoch lanar al pidarko. If you teach a child, if you give him a proper chinuch, then hopefully gam ki yaskin, when he gets older, he'll still be excited about it. He'll still be in a state of chinuch. Vizesha amru, and that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, girsa diyankuso miskayemes. Why does the Gemara mention, specifically in the Chanukah sugya, that things that you learn in your youth, you don't forget. Things that you learn when you're young, you don't forget. Why is that on Shabbos, that Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, in the middle of the Chanukah sugya? It comes up derech agav. But there's a reason that it's there. That the things you learn when you're young, they stick. Because that's what Chanukah is supposed to help us be youthful again. To live with a sense of ischachos. The masha nisha hatov b'leva adam b'yankusa, haynu b'haschala, sheish b'or miskayemes v'nosein or gam kishiyazkin v'yishyashin. That the light, right, the excitement, the energy, the first time I experience something leaves such a mark upon a person that when he gets old, it stays fresh. It doesn't get old. V'hainu chanuch lenar gam ki yaskin. V'al shem zeh nikra ner Chanukah. And that's why we call it the ner Chanukah. Sh'ad laka mo'eles liosa or v'aschachos meyer tamid. Right, that the ner Chanukah, the illumination of Chanukah, the light of Chanukah means that just like at the beginning of my chinuch, again, the light was on, I was excited, I was energized. I was excited to put on my tefillin that first time in my bar mitzvah. Right? But do I have that same excitement every day of my life? So ner Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, helps us to lift ourselves back up in that way. V'zesh amru chazal haragil b'ner Chanukah, a person who is ragil b'ner Chanukah, right? The Gemara uses such an expression, a person who accustoms himself to the ner, will be zochah to have children who are talmidei chacham, the Gemara says. Haragil b'ner Chanukah sheyeir haner b'haragilus. This is a big idea in Chiddush Arim and Sfas Emes. All the Ger Rebbes talk about this. Haragil b'ner means what? That I fight against the regilus. I fight against the regular flow of life with the ner. Haragil b'ner Chanukah helps me to get excited again. That's what it means when the Moshe gives a bracha to Shevet Asher and he says Tovel b'shemen raglo. Right? Tovel b'shemen raglo. Literally, dip your feet into oil. Right, but it means that you can dip your ragilus into oil. Chanukah comes to help us break that pattern, to break that cycle of the routine, where life just goes around and around and around and around. That's why the Sfarim say, I think Sfas Emes brings it, but others bring it also, that the gematria of Galgal, which can mean the constellations, or it can just mean the revolutions of our life, going round and around and around and around, is gematria Yavan. Now, Yavan is gematria Galgal. 66. Because again, a person gets stuck in a... Chanukah comes to wake us up. Open your eyes. See the light. Yeah? Get connected again. So, Tova b'shemen raglo. To dip the regilus into shemen. She'esus chadshkus b'regilus. That things that I do... And that's what's awesome about it. Things that I do regular, I can still be excited about. Right? Not to be excited by constantly changing to do different things. That's easy to be excited about that. If I decide to do a different thing every day, then of course my life will be exciting. But can I do the same thing? Can I be like Rav Eliyahu, who lived the same day over and over and over and over and over again for 90 years, yeah, but with unbelievable excitement? Right? I'm not saying exactly the same, but I'm saying, like, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has his schedule. He doesn't get bored of it. Right? To be able to have his chachos with regilus is a very chashuv thing. To be able to continue to do the same things day in and day out, and to do it with a tremendous sense of chiddush. That's a very chashuv thing. V'zeh ashir shekosvu chazal, and that's what chazal say, ad shetikla regel min hashuk. That the goal of Chanukah, the time to light the Chanukah neros, is until the feet leave the marketplace. What does that mean? Raglei tarmudai. The Gemara says the feet of the Tarmodians who are selling wood in the marketplace. That I should be able to what? To destroy the regilus. Right? Get the regilus. Tichla regal min ashok. Tichla regal. To destroy the regilus. There's nothing regular about serving Hashem day in and day out. Sheyavo hadavar li deizikna shelo yeir kol kach. That things should get old and they shouldn't be illuminated. I remember one time I was talking to a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Freifeld Zatzal. And he told me, he was saying, Rav Freifeld was the most youthful person he ever met in his life. He said he was such a young person. He stayed so excited and so fresh and so young. And then this guy said to me, he said, people these days, he said, I have grandkids who are older than me. This guy's like 65 years old. He's like, I have grandkids who are older than me. Now, what do they mean, I have grandkids who are older than me? He meant that you could become so stale. Yeah. You can see a sixth grade girl already like, stuck on her Instagram, you know, sitting there scrolling through her phone, like you're ruined, you're doomed. Yeah, you're doomed. She's gonna get out of that. She's gonna be able to break out of that. That's of her life is gonna be scrolling around on her phone instead of living her life. You know, it's crazy, but that's tichla regel min ashuk, to destroy the regel, to get the regel out of the shuk. V'zeh shenikra hayetzer hara zaking, and that's why the Yetzahara is called in Koheles a zaking. Because the technique of the Yetzirah is a chashuv line. The technique of the Yetzirah is what? Is to make everything old. To make everything stale. Shemevi hadvarim lidei zikna v'hergam. That things should get old. The Yetzirah Tov, on the other hand, is nikra yaled. In Koheles, the Yetzirah Tov is called what? A yaled. To be youthful. V'zeh sh'amru halo made yaled. When a person learns and teaches a child and learns at a young age, right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it's like what? It's like writing on nice, clean paper with really strong ink. Right? It leaves a roshim. It leaves a mark. That's what Chanukah is. Oil leaves the biggest mark. V'zesh amru halo med yelid. Hainu shetamin hu chodesh etzlo. Halo med yelid doesn't just mean, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos doesn't just say the things you learn when you're a kid. Right? But if you learn in a youthful way, then it leaves a mark on you. Kamo she'amru hayom hazeh. Right? To learn Torah every day as if today you received the Torah for the first time. She'u divrei Torah chadashim ki'ilu hayom nitnu. To receive the Torah today as if it's the first time that you're being given the Torah. And the Chanukah comes to stamp out the routine, the pattern of things, to create chiddush in our life. Rav Moshe Wolfson says, chiddush is gematria choshech. Because the zel u'mazev, the choshech of Yavan, is the chiddush of Torah. That kol yom yu b'necha kichadashim. That every day of your life you should be excited and energized and learning Torah in a new way. Okay? All right, let's do two more little pieces. We won't finish every piece here. Let's do the next little piece. Odie Shofarish. Okay, we're on page Kuf Tes, in the left-hand column, the top paragraph. Odie Shofarish haragil b'ner hainu shemitzvos Hashem Yisbarach nikru ner. What else does it mean to be ragil b'ner? Everyone wants to know, what do you mean ragil b'ner? A person who's ragil b'ner, a person who accustoms himself to the ner. Ner Chanukah is only 8 days a year. What do you mean to be ragil, to accustom yourself to Ner Chanukah? So maybe Rashi says also Shabbos candles, okay? Right? Maybe it just means lighting candles in general. It's a good thing. It's a good inyan to light candles in one's home. Right? And the art sits of Tzaddikim and different things like that. Motzi Shabbos from Lav Malka, okay. Ragil b'ner. But says the Chiddush Harim, ner means kiner mitzvah v'torah, or ragil b'ner means to be ragil with mitzvah Hashem. Now this piece is really important. Of all the pieces we learned, watch this one. Look at this. This is amazing. Mitzvahs are called ner. Kamo shekos of ner mitzvah. You know what it means to be ragil b'ner? This is a great piece. Chavi, you know what it means to be ragil b'ner? Ragil b'ner means to be natural with mitzvahs. Ragil means that my ragilus my natural state of, I'm comfortable being a Jew. I'm ragil b'ner. Ki ner mitzvah b'torah, I'm ragil by that. It's not far in, I don't like sticking it on the side, you know? Right? I don't have the whole Shabbos meal and then like right before benching, oh, anyone have a 1 minute Dvar Torah just to be Yotzei Dvar Torah? That's not ragil b'ner. That's not that, you're not comfortable with it. Ragil b'ner, right? That's also good. That's not bad. But I'm saying ragil b'ner means that you're in a state of readiness for mitzvahs. Zeh yeha regila seitzel adam, my natural state. What am I ragil in? What am I busy with? I'm ragil b'ner. I'm busy with mitzvahs. Shelo yet tzarech lishtanos atzmo lasos a mitzvah. I don't have to change to do the mitzvah, right? I have to change my whole mahus to do a mitzvah, because that's not who I am. It's not natural for me. But I should be in a state of readiness for a mitzvah. She has a posture that's low. That a person should know, I'm chayav to do a mitzvah, and I'm ready to do a mitzvah. I'm always ready to do a mitzvah. I don't have to schlep myself to do a mitzvah. I don't have to bring myself to do a mitzvah. I'm ready to do a mitzvah. V'ya kavua bo she'ya muchan tamid l'zeh. That I'm in a constant state of readiness for this. And that's what it means, he says. He quotes Harav, the Rebbe Reb Baruch. I assume he's talking about Reb Baruch of Mezhbush, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Right, Reb Baruch of Mezhbush said, Vayaz kein Aaron. When Aaron lit the menorah, what does the pasuk say? And Aaron did so. And Rashi says, right, shivcho shel Aaron shaloshina. He didn't change. What does it mean he didn't change? He did what God told him to do? Of course he did. But the answer is, that a person who's ragil b'ner, right, he doesn't need to change one bit. The most natural thing for him in the world is to do the Dvar Hashem. V'zeu ad shetichla regel min ashuk. What does it mean? Hainu sheyachal ezeh hergel deshuk. Shu in yani olam hazeh. To destroy your regilus by the shuk. Where am I more comfortable? Where am I ragil? Am I ragil in the marketplace? Or am I ragil in the base measures? Where do I feel more at home? The goal of Chanukah is to be to destroy the regilus and the shuk. Tichla regel min ashuk. That I should feel very uncomfortable when I'm out in the world. I'm not clinging to Olam Hazeh. That where do I find my comfort zone? By mitzvos of Hashem. And the Gemara says, till the regel Tarmudai leaves the shuk. Tarmudai, he says, Shugam kein sitra achra. The Gemara says, praiseworthy is the one who sees the downfall of Tarmud. But that was the name of the nation. But again, forget the Talmud piece for a second, whatever Talmud alludes to, and alludes to a lot of things, right? But the basic idea is that what? I should be able to destroy the Goyishness within me. I should be able to feel natural as a Jew, to feel very, very comfortable in the world as a Jew. That's a very important thing. And again, that's something that, you know, we're experiencing now in current events. Do we feel that Trump's proclamation is the most obvious natural thing in the world? Or is that like a big chiddush by us? It shouldn't be a chiddush. Yerushalayim is the capital of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael. It's not a chiddush. It makes a lot of sense. It's natural. Mitzvot should be natural. Kedusha should be natural. Things that Hashem desires should be natural. They shouldn't be seen as strange or foreign. And again, it's sometimes hard to hold on to that in a world that things are constantly changing. Okay, and last but not least, go to the last page. We'll end with something that's very important to be thinking about. Very, very practical. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Chanukah hu tov l'tshuva, bottom right hand corner. Chanukah is a time that is mesugal for tshuva. Chanukah is a time to correct one's ways. Yishum she'tshuva kadma l'olam. Look how the Chiddush Yerim explains it. It's beautiful. Tshuva preceded the world. V'zeshu mutba ba'olam kasha la'ora oso b'tshuva. So when a person is sunken in the world, when I'm caught up in this world, it's very hard to do tshuva because tshuva precedes the world. Same thing with Torah. Torah also was created before the world. So again, if I'm very attached to this world, then it's hard for me to be attached to Torah. So therefore, it's hard to connect the tshuva asher ba michutz l'teva olam. It's hard to connect the tshuva which comes from beyond this world. Uve'es ha'aros ha'neis. But when we experience Chanukah, and again, when we relive Chanukah, and we relive the miracle of Chanukah, that the oil burned l'mala min ha'teva, when we go beyond Teva, the natural order, then a person is zochet to come to tshuva, and tshuva, of course, is higher than the world, is beyond this world, is bigger than this world. Okay, so in Chanukah we come above the world by connecting to a mitzvah that's l'mala min ha'teva, and that makes tshuva very accessible to us. We'll just point out a couple quick ramazim, with this we conclude. One of the words, an Aramaic word for tshuva, is hadar. Right? Hadar in the Gemara means go back. On Hanukkah, we try to do mahadrin min mahadrin, which means we go back and we go back. Mahadrin min mahadrin. We're amongst those who go back and go back again. We're constantly reviewing our lives. Right? We're constantly trying to fix. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say, by Zos Chanukah, when the menorah is completely lit, of course, that's the last moments of tshuva. Zos Chanukah is a massive Yom Tov, a huge gift to Hashem. The last moments to put the finishing touches on your Yom Kippur is on Zos Chanukah. Right? B'Zos Yavo Aaron. With Zos, Aaron goes into the Kodesh Kadosh, and the Pasuk says, Ram is to Zos Chanukah. So on Zos Chanukah, the menorah is completely lit. It's Mahadrim and Mahadrim, right? There's no empty spaces anywhere. You fill in the menorah. It's Mamish Mahadrim and Mahadrim. It's an unbelievable opportunity for tshuva. So the Sfarim say, what's the gematria of Mahadrim and Mahadrim? How much is Mahadrim? Mem hei dalet resh yud nun. Mahadrim. How much is Mahadrim? How much? 309. Okay, so Mahadrim is 309. Min, Mem Nun is 90, so 399. And then Ha Mahadrim is another, right, 314. 314. So what's 399 and 314? 713. What's 713? Gematria Tshuva. Mahadrim and Mahadrim is exactly Gematria Tshuva. Because on Chanukah, we're working on Tshuva. What do we say before? We had a number before that was very close to 713, which is tshuva. We had 712 before, right? Remember, 8 times Chanukah is 712. So the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rav, the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, says again, 8 times Chanukah is 712, plus the Kolel, plus 1 is Gematria Tshuva. So Chanukah also is the Zman of Tshuva. 8 times Chanukah is basically Gematria Tshuva. It is tshuva, right? During davening this morning, I realized one more piece, and I'll end with this. There's more Ramazan to say about this, but I'll just tell you one more that I realized this morning, which I'm a little bit excited about, I think. What's the magic phrase of tshuva? Who remembers the magic phrase of tshuva? Not any rotzeh, but rotzeh ani. Right? Rotzeh ani. Rotzeh, I want. I'll tell you two more Ramazan. I'll tell you two more Ramazan. Yeah? Because they're connected. Right? Rotzeh ani. Which name of Hashem is the name of Hashem for tshuva? Baruch Hashem, two chidushim I had in the last 2 days. Eke. Hashem with you. The name of Hashem that's tshuva is Eke, right? Aleph Hey Yud Hey. When the Jews are getting ready to leave Mitzrayim, Hashem says, Moshe says, what should I tell them? Your name is God. So Hashem says, tell them my name is Ehaya Asher Ehaya. I'll be what I will be. Eke Asher Eke. Yeah? Be what I'll be. Okay? Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, more of a Shemesh talks about it, it's based on the Zohar, that the name Eke, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, is the name of tshuva. Is the name of tshuva. Yeah? Eke Asher Eke. The Sfarim say Eke times Eke. What's 21 times 21? 21 times 21 is? 441 is Emes. Gematria Emes. Right? So a person, Eke Asher Eke, is coming to the truthfulness of a person. It's all connected to Yom Kippur. Right? Because over the course of Elul and Tishrei, we hear 440 shofar blasts. There's 240, 24 days in El, we hear the shofar. 10 sounds a day, so that's 240. Each day of Rosh Hashanah, we hear 100 shofar blasts, so that's 440. And then the Tekiah Gadol of Yom Kippur, at the end of Yom Kippur, is 441, is Gematria Emes. So we hear four, right? We come to Emes by the end of Yom Kippur. So the name Aleph Hey Yud and Hey is Gematria, is the name of Tshuva. Because the word literally means what? Ehayeh, I will be. This is who I want to be. Right? Eke Asher Eke. I'll be what I will be. I want to become, right? Mahadrim Mahadrim. I get back to who I'm supposed to be. So I'll tell you two Ramas. The Rambam says, the guy who doesn't want to give his wife a get, we beat him up until he says, Rotza Ani. The magic phrase is Rotza Ani. So we've said in the past, Rotza Ani is Gematria Yom Kippur. That's from Rav Wolfson, 362. Rotza Ani is 362, Gematria Yom Kippur. But I was thinking about the word Rotza this morning. Right? Rotza. Rotza means to want. Chanukah, there's a lot of themes on Chanukah have to do with Rotzon. What's the Gematria of Rotza? What's the Gematria of Rotza? And if we had time, I'd make it better.
301.
It's 301. Rotza is 301. What's 301? 301 is Gematria Menorah. 301 is Gematria Menorah and Gematria Eish. Menorah really represents, I'm not going to explain this part now, but menorah really represents, the innermost desire of a Jew to do the will of Hashem. Menorah is Bereishis. It's connected to Bereishis. And the Rabbi Nachman piece about the Maimur Sassum, the concealed speech, doesn't know what I'm talking about. Menorah is mamish, the deepest point of a Jew. So Rotzeh, to want, is Gematria Menorah, is Gematria Eish. 301. We said Aaron's name appears 301 times in the Torah. Okay? But last but not least, the Sfarim say that there's three ways to spell out Eke. Right? Aleph, He, Yod, He. There's three Meluyei Eke. And this is already like Begeder Kabbalah, which I don't learn, but I happen to know this one thing that I heard recently. That Eke, three Meluyei Eke, the three ways to expand, right? How do you spell Aleph, He, Yod, He? There's only one way to spell Aleph. Aleph, Lamed, Pe. There's only one way to spell Yud. How do you spell Yud? Yud Vav Dalet. How many different ways are there to spell Hey? Three. Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. Okay? So there's three ways to expand Aleph, Hey Yud, Hey, right? Everyone understand what I'm saying? Aleph, Hey, Hey Aleph, Yud, Hey, again Hey Aleph, that's one way. Then the next way is Aleph, Hey Hey, Yud, Hey Hey. And then the third way is Aleph, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud. Okay, so what are they? So let's add up those three. The three Meluye Eke is a good one. Got this one last night. The three Meluye Eke. Again, Eke means I want to be. Chanukah, the Chalutrium told us, is a man of tshuva. Mahajrim and Mahajrim is Gematria tshuva. 8 times Chanukah is Gematria tshuva. Chanukah is a man of tshuva. So let's add it up. Right? So Aleph and Yud is, how much is Aleph? Aleph is 111. And Yud is 20. Right? So that's 131. Okay, so 131 times 3. We're going to have 131 in each one. What's 131 times 3? 393. 393. Okay, so now we have to add Hey Aleph, Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, Hey Hey, and Hey Yud, Hey Yud. Okay? So we'll do these ones first. Hey Yud, Hey Yud. It's 15, and 15 is 30. So 393 plus 30 is? 423. Okay, now let's do Hey Hey plus Hey Hey. So it's another 10 plus 10, another 20 is 443. Yeah? What's left? Hey Aleph is another 12 is 455. Oh, 455. As far as I'm saying, that the Gimel Meluye Eke, the three expansions of the name Eke, is 455. Yeah? It's 455. It's really unbelievable to think about how courageous the Chashmonaim were. That they went into the Beis HaMikdash. It was completely wrecked. And Badku, they searched. Right? They believed there has to be. We're going to try. We'll do whatever we can. There's so many themes on Chanukah about Ratzon and Rotzeh. Right? The Yevanim came, La'avira mechutze chukei ritzonecha. They wanted to uproot our Ratzon. Yeah? And the Chashmonaim came in and they had the courage to try. Badku v'lo matu al pachecha chal shemen. They found the pach shemen. What's the gematria of Chashmonaim? No, write it down. Chashmonaim. Chashmonaim. One vav, yeah. What is it? $455. So Chashmonaim is gematria the Gimel Meluye Eke, because the Chashmonaim were filled with Eke. They were filled with what? We can do this. Yeah, I will be. We're going to do this. They were the only ones who believed they could do it. The name Eke is the name of Tshuva. The name Eke is the name of who I want to be, who I think I can be, what I want to achieve. Yeah? And that's what the Chashmonaim represent on Chanukah, those who still had a Ratzon. The Yevanim came, La'avira mechuke ritzonecha, we're going to say in the Tefillah. Mirat Hashem starting tomorrow night. So Chanukah is that unbelievable Zman of Tshuva. It gets us a glimpse of beyond this world, which gives us access to Tshuva. Okay, so Mirat Hashem. We should be people who stay youthful in our learning, in our davening, in our avodas Hashem. We should be ragil b'ner. We should feel very at home with mitzvos. We should do a lot of tshuva on Chanukah. And we should feel that or. Again, they waited a whole year to see if it's real. And they realized, Chazal said, this is real. This is the real deal. This is the real Yom Tov. You can still feel the light of the Nes. And Amir Tashem, we should all be zochet to feel that in our lives. Shkoyach.